This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A couple of three, 4 years ago, I went out to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as part of a series we were doing with Jim Fallows of the Atlantic magazine, American Futures, if you remember that. I met a guy there named Kurt Laudenbach. He and his wife run a company called Grand Prairie Foods. They make, among other things, microwavable sandwiches and those scrambled eggs that you see in a lot of hotel breakfast buffets across the country. We've called them up because, A, it's always a good idea to check back in with people, but B, given the election and what's been going on since then, we've got a couple of questions to run by him. Curtis, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, Kai, good to hear from you as well.
We were out in Sioux Falls, gosh, almost 4 years ago now, I guess, with Jim Fallows. Things were going well for you. You were looking for growth. How's it been the past 3 years?
Well, it's been really good for us. In fact, it prompted me to look back and see where we were with our business at that point in time. And I'm proud to say that we have doubled our business since then. And have actually just about doubled our workforce as well. So things have been good for Grand Prairie Foods.
Well, since you mentioned the workforce, that's kind of the real reason we called, because as I remember from being out there with you, the workforce in Sioux Falls, and yours specifically, is really heavily immigrant-based, right? I mean, you need a flow of immigrants to get your products out.
We do. In fact, we have about 175 total employees today, and of that, roughly 120 of them are either immigrants or refugees.
So what are you looking at when you see the current political environment and the word coming out of the White House?
Well, I have to tell you that we're somewhat concerned about that, because immigrant and refugee labor are folks that are interested in a new life, and they're interested in entry-level positions, not only in our type of business, but in many, many businesses across the country. And so I have to say we're a little bit concerned about some of the rhetoric that we hear relative to those sources of labor. It seems like there's an environment of more restriction, and we're kind of cautious about that at this point in time.
So what's the plan? Because a limitation, a constraint on immigration, legal immigration to this country with refugees and others, is literally a constraint on your business growth.
I would have to say that it potentially will be. We're keeping an eye on the environment. We watch it closely. We're starting to talk about what potential alternatives will there be if we're not able to find the labor that we need to continue to grow our business. And in most cases, that means automation.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, I remember actually, I have vivid memories of going to your plant in Sioux Falls, and it was great loads of frozen scrambled eggs, right, that have to get put into cartons and containers. Is that automatable work?
Some of the work is not automatable. A part of our business that has grown substantially is a sandwich building for the food service world. And that's a very manual process. It's difficult to automate putting a piece of sausage on a sandwich.
Yeah, I can't quite conceive of how that would work, actually.
There are companies that are trying, but so far the technology that we have seen is very expensive, and we're concerned about how reliable it may be.
Give me the bigger picture in Sioux Falls and in sort of that part of the country. How are folks feeling about the macro economy?
I would say people feel pretty good about it. We've done well for many, many years, as you noted. And I think at that point in time, when you were here in 2013, the area unemployment rate was in the 4 to 4.5% range, which is well below the national average. And today we're in the 2 to 2.5% range. Hmm. So the economy continues to grow. There's been lots of investment. And so I would say that people in South Dakota feel good about the current economic environment.
Kurt Laudenbach is the CEO and president of Grand Prairie Foods. We talked to him a couple of years ago out in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Kurt, thanks very much.
Thank you for your time.